Hear further from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 21, continuation of the story, and in the Arcana Celestia explaining this story. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them who sold and bought in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of them who sold doves and says to them, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a cave of robbers. And there came to him the blind and the lame in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the marvels which he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, Hearest thou what these say? But Jesus says to them, Yes, have you never read that out of the mouths of little children and nursing infants thou hast perfected praise? And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and stayed there. In the word, a boy means guiltlessness. The reason is that in the internal sense, a little child denotes what is innocent. For in the word, we read of nursing infants, little children, and boys or children. And by them are signified 3 degrees of innocence. The first degree by a nursing infant, the second by a little child, and the third by a boy. But as with the boy, innocence begins to be put off, therefore by him is signified that degree of innocence called guiltlessness. As by these three are signified 3 degrees of innocence, 3 degrees of love and charity are also signified by the same, for the reason that celestial and spiritual love, that is, love to the Lord and charity toward the neighbor, cannot exist except in innocence. But be it known that the innocence of nursing infants, little children, and children is only external, and that internal innocence is not possible in man till after he has been born anew, that is, becomes again, as it were, a nursing infant, a little child, and a child. It is these states that are signified in the word by these three. For in the internal sense of the word, nothing but what is spiritual is understood. Consequently, none but spiritual birth, which is called rebirth and also regeneration. That the innocent quality, which is called guiltlessness, is signified by a boy or a child is evident in Luke. Jesus said, Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child shall not enter into it. To receive the kingdom of God as a child is to receive charity and faith from innocence. In Mark, Jesus took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, Whoever shall receive one of such children in my name receives me. By a child here is represented innocence, and one who receives innocence receives the Lord, because he is the source of all innocence. Everyone can see that to receive a child in the Lord's name is not literally to receive a child, thus that something heavenly must be represented by it. In Matthew, the children cried in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David! The priests were indignant, and therefore Jesus said to them, Did you never read, Out of the mouth of little children and nursing infants, thou hast perfected praise? The children's crying, Hosanna to the Son of David, was to represent that only innocence acknowledges and receives the Lord, that is, only those in whom there is innocence. By out of the mouth of little children and nursing infants, thou hast perfected praise, is signified that praise can come to the Lord by no other way than through innocence. For by innocence alone is all communication with the Lord, and all his influence received, and consequently, all approach to the Lord is by innocence. It is for this reason that the Lord says, "Unless you are converted and become as children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of the heavens." In the following passage also, by a boy or a child is signified innocence in Isaiah. "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God, Hero, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.